A radio play for this week is entitled, You're Somebody Else. It is a dramatization suggested by a story, which will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. In the front parlor of a brownstone rooming house located in the roaring 40s of New York City, an earnest young man is seated before a piano playing with one finger.
When you're in love with your somebody else, nobody else will do.
Hey, George, I think I've got it.
You sure have, Sonny. Is it catching? The landlady didn't tell me you went with the room. A slight oversight on her part.
I beg your pardon.
Mind if I put down my bag?
I didn't know anyone had
done. Oh, don't mind me. Go right on tuning the piano. It needs it.
I wasn't tuning the piano.
No?
No.
Well, don't bristle. How could I tell? When I took this front parlor this morning, the landlady promised to have that family relic tuned.
This is your room?
$12 worth, paid in advance. You'd like to see the receipt?
No, of course not. I'll take your word for it.
Yes, please.
Well, I didn't know this room had been rented. You see, I used to have it, and...
Oh, and you moved out?
Yes.
Well, what was the matter? No hot water?
Oh, no. There's plenty of hot water, at least on this floor. You see, I've moved up to the top floor rear.
Oh, don't you hate climbing stairs?
Oh, no, I don't mind. Besides, the view is splendid, except on wash days, and then...
Yes?
Well, since coming to New York, I've learned something about rooming houses.
What?
Well, as you go up in the world, you move down. And as you go down, you move up. In other words, the fourth floor rear is cheaper.
Oh, thanks for explaining your gag, Sonny. What's your racket?
Well, I'm trying to be a composer.
No.
I'll see here now. What?
Oh, don't bristle so easily. Loosen your collar and unlatch. Now, tell Mama your troubles. I'm in a receptive mood and I'm too tired to unpack. Shoot it, Sonny.
I dislike girls with a mother complex.
Still on the defensive. We're neighbors. Barring three flights of stairs. Can't we be friends?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude.
I'm used to it. I'm a hoofer in a nightclub. A premier danseuse, you.
No, honest.
That makes us even up. Now we can start all over. What's your name?
Eddie Brown.
Neat, without being gaudy.
Yours?
Tina Fairchild. Don't laugh.
No, I like it.
Nice boy. I'm a specialty dancer at Tony's Paradise.
Oh.
And you're...
Well, I'm,
Yeah?
Well, I guess I'm a hick from the sticks that's licked.
Mm. No break?
Well, the publishers don't seem to like my song.
Oh, publishers are dumb.
Well, maybe they're right.
The public picks song hits, not publishers.
Well, I don't seem to know how to go about getting my songs before the publisher.
Was that one of your songs you were playing when I came in?
Yes.
It sounded kind of catchy. What do you call it?
When you're in love with your somebody else. You see, it goes like this. When you're in love with your somebody else, nobody else will do.
Say, that's a natural. If the rest of your lyrics are any good. Lonnie Edwards could put that over with a bang, if you make it worth his while.
Who's Lonnie Edwards?
The crooner at the Paradise. He puts on the review, too.
Oh, I'm afraid I couldn't do
it. I could.
Oh, you mean...
Lonnie'd do it for me. I'm nieces with Lonnie.
You mean he and you
Lonnie
are...
likes my dancing.
Oh, I see.
Well, maybe you do.
Oh, but I couldn't trouble you. I don't...
It's no trouble. Now, you run up to that fourth floor rear with a nice view and make a copy of that song for me.
Well,
and I'll take it to Lonnie when I go back to rehearsal.
Oh, Miss Fairchild, I just...
Never argue with your breaks or a lady.
Oh, that's swell of you.
Mr. Brown, such language. Now, run along now. Mama's going to take a hot tub.
All right. Cut it. That's all. Back at 4 o'clock, girl.
Oh, boy.
Well, how's everything coming along, Lonnie?
Hey, that's going to be a swell number, Tony, when the girls perfect their routine. We're going to have the biggest novelty review on Broadway.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not so sure, Lonnie. Looks like the same old stuff to me.
That's because you haven't seen the lighting effect. Did you ever see a sweller bunch of girls? Hand-picked, Tony, by little Lonnie Edwards.
Sure, the girl, she's good to look all right. That's all right. All the night, the club's got a good looker. That's no novelty.
Yeah, but they haven't got a specialty dancer like Tina.
Tina? Yeah, she's pretty good.
Tina's a knockout. And wait till you hear my new number. I got a smash number written for me by a fella...
What she's about? This song, The Moon?
Well, in the chorus, there's a line
sure,
about...
Sure, she's about the moon. The moon here, the moon there, the moon someplace else. I know. What kind of moon is she? I'ma tell you. She's the kind of moon that rhymes with the spoon.
But, Tony.
She's no good, Lana. The public sees a sick like I am. All the time you sing about a moon. Someplace you got a home, the pool, the mud.
Mud?
Sure, everybody she's got a mud. You got a mud, I got a mud.
You mean a song about mother, Tony?
Sure. I just tell you what you mean, that's all. And she's no good, Lana. What you got to get is a song about somebody else.
Tony's right, Lonnie. What you need is a song about somebody else. And little Tina is the girl who can produce it for you. Here, take a look at this, Tony.
When you're in love with your somebody else. Hey, that sounded pretty good. Who's this somebody else?
The girl who's in love with you, of course.
That's the stuff, Tina. Fix him up, Lonnie. No moon, no home, no mud. This song, she's going to be about somebody else.
What's the idea, Tina? You know I always pick my own songs.
What's the matter, Lonnie? You sore because no check goes with this one?
I'm not working in this dump for my health.
And you won't be working here at all, Bright Eyes, if you put over another flop review. Tony's about ready to pull out.
And you think this song will take him out of the red?
Well, it won't put him in any deeper.
Who wrote the song?
A kid from the sticks named Eddie Brown. Oh, come on, Lonnie. Be a sport. Tony's been white to us, and he deserves a break.
You sure it's Tony you're thinking of?
Well, of course. And you too, Lonnie. You know the boys have been handing you some prize flops, and... Now, this song's a natural.
How about a little advanced royalty?
The kid's broke.
I wasn't thinking of your hick songwriter.
No?
I was thinking of you.
I'd have to get an advance from Tony.
No, you wouldn't. I'd accept a kiss from you as down payment.
Oh. You put a price on everything, don't you, Donnie?
Everything I want. And I want you, Tina. I'm crazy about you.
I won't promise anything more than that down payment, Lonnie. Well, take it.
You bet I will.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I didn't mean to.
Oh, hello, Eddie. Lonnie, this is Eddie Brown. Eddie, this is Lonnie Edwards.
How do you do?
How are you?
You boys can get together now on Eddie's song. I'm going in to see Tony about that new costume.
Well, I didn't know you had love scenes in nightclub reviews.
We don't, not in public.
Oh.
Tina's been sweet on me for a long time.
Well, has she?
Oh, you know how it is. These girls throw themselves at a fellow's head in these places.
No, I don't know.
Well, you're from the sticks. You'll catch on. I had a lot of cute fillies in the lineup, but just remember, Tina's spoken for.
Oh, I'm only interested in my song.
Song? Oh, sure. Tina's been on the lookout for a good song for me for a long time. Got a copy with you?
Sure, right here.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay, but I'm no piano player, but I can give you an idea of the melody. When you're in love with your somebody else,
hey,
nobody else will do.
That's catchy. Go on.
You've got the blues when you get the news.
Well, then what?
Well, that's all there is. I don't know quite how to finish it.
Don't know how to finish it? Well, just put yourself in my place. Well,
what do you mean?
Pretend you're in love with Tina and she's in love with you. That ought to make it easy.
Oh, sure. That ought to make it easy.
Mr. Forsythe, I'm so glad you come tonight. I've got a fine table reserved for you right down front.
Well, that's fine, Tony. You know, I never miss one of your openings. You're my favorite bootlegger in the good old days, Tony.
Sure. You're going to have a fine time. Hey, I got a brand new song tonight. Not about the moon, not about the home, not about the mud. She's about somebody else.
That should be a novelty, Tony.
Sure. Oh, hello, Tina.
Hello, Tony. Gee, nice crowd tonight.
You're one of the office, Mr. Spiro.
Okay. Well, good luck, Tina.
Oh, thanks, Tony.
You're looking swell, Tina. Hey, that outfit's a knockout.
I'm glad you like it, Lonnie. Yeah, I hope the show's a hit.
Well shot out there.
You think Eddie's song will be a hit?
I'm not worried about the song. I can put it over. Right now, I'm thinking of another down payment. And after the show...
I told you there wouldn't be any more payments, Lonnie.
Have you been playing me for a sucker just to put this punk kid's song across?
Well, I haven't played you at all.
No? What about the day I promised to sing that kid's song? You give me a little kiss on account?
Suppose I did. I got the worst of the bargain.
You're in love with him.
Well, he isn't in love with me.
He'll not be in love with himself when I get through with him.
Tony, what are you going to do?
Follow me to Tony's office if you want to find out. Your boyfriend's in there now with Tony.
Lonnie! Lonnie, come back here!
Well, Miss Eddie Brown, we got to find a crowd. I think maybe your song is going to be a big hit. Got a nice seat for you down front.
I'm not staying to hear my song, Mr. Sparrow.
No, why not?
I'm going home. I'm a hick and I belong in the sticks. I'm out of my class here.
Ah, sure, sure. It takes some time to catch on the rope.
There aren't any buts, Mr. Sparrow. I need $100 to square my debts and buy a railroad ticket. Will you give me that much for the song?
Well, I don't know. She might be a flop.
I know it's a gamble, but if you lose, you're out $100. But if you win, you clean up.
Okay, I take it. I make you out a check.
And I've got a bill of sale right here transferring all my rights to you.
Okay.
Oh, so here's a budding young genius. Taking you down for an advance, Tony?
I'm going to buy that song, Lonnie. Say, the orchestra, she's playing now. Why aren't you out there singing it and putting it over?
I'm not singing it, and I'm not putting it over.
What? Now, look here, Lonnie. I tell everybody about this song. Hey, somebody else.
And get somebody else to sing it. It's a flop song. It's been tried out before. This Chisler gave Tina a sob story, and she went soft and played it up to me.
You're a liar. That song's never been tried out before. You can tear up that check, Mr. Sparrow. I don't need it. And I don't need this rat to sing my song for me.
You take that back.
The only thing I'm taking back is my song. And as for you, Lonnie Edwards, you'll take this.
Oh. Hey, what do you do that for?
Eddie! Lonnie! Eddie, what have you done?
I just made my first smash hit.
But they're playing your song now, Eddie, and there's nobody to sing it.
Lonnie, listen. Listen, Lonnie, please get up and sing this song for Tony. Please, Lonnie. You're fired.
Tony.
Everybody's fired. You too, Tina.
Wait a
you,
minute,
get
Mr. Sparrow. I don't need that false alarm to put my song over. I'll sing it myself.
When you're in love with your somebody else, nobody else will do. You've got the blues when you get the news that somebody else loves you. Long as you live, you'll remember the thrill, thrill of a dream come true. When you're in love with somebody else, and somebody else loves you, see how you plan to pop the question. Could you make her understand? Yes, but how? Here made you pause at its suggestion. You would put off your vow. Hooray, that's over now. Now all the world wears a bright rosy hue. Skies are serene and blue. When you're in love with somebody else, and somebody else loves you.
Wait a minute, Eddie.
Oh, Tina.
Are you going to leave without giving me a chance to answer you?
Answer me? I don't know what you mean.
You meant that song for me, didn't you, Eddie? I'm your somebody else.
Yes, Tina. You're my somebody else. And nobody else will do.
You have just heard a dramatization suggested by an interesting story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.